Welcome to Infinite Love Podcast. Today I want to do something a little different. I want to talk about how music has truly played the largest role in my self-healing journey. Music is everything. Before I go into the depths of music and how it has truly impacted my life growing up, I have to give you a fun fact. I was and will always be that girl that if I fall in love with a song, I will play it on repeat until my heart is content. In the beginning, music allowed me to escape the darkness. It filled a void of silence, replacing it with rhythmic tones and vibrations that transcended my soul to happier places. I love how a song can come on and it can instantly take you back to a memory, a moment in time where you can play out everything that was going on around you. Well, at least that's how it was for me. I can instantly remember the sounds, the people, the memories, the feelings, everything that was portrayed in that single moment when I heard that song play. In essence, music is simply a time capsule for me, bringing me back to moments in time. Whether they were good or bad, I'm still grateful for them. Another fun fact is I'm simply just like my father, and we cannot remember lyrics to a song entirely, and therefore we'll either mumble our way through or make them up as we go along. And I kind of chuckle now because I can only imagine what it was like for others to listen to me sing and not even align with the song while it was playing. I always said I may not be the singer in the family, but I definitely am the dancer. I could dance my way through any song, even if I've never heard it. But that's just my love for rhythm and movement. You might be thinking, why am I talking about music? Well, along the self-healing journey, I realized a lot of my emotions were coming through when playing certain songs. And some of the songs I had to put a hold on to because it was just too much to handle. It was too painful, or it was simply too emotional for me. And the more I paid attention to what my body, what my energy, what my soul, what my heart needed in those moments. Sometimes it needed to be exposed, especially if I heard a song that just really struck me. Or sometimes I kind of gravitated towards certain music, like meditation music, just simple frequencies and sounds that allowed me to just sit and be and feel where it was that I was hurting the most. And that's kind of how I helped myself along this healing journey. I utilized the tools that were right in front of me, which was music, especially meditation frequencies that allowed me to feel exactly what it was I needed to feel. Even if it was painful in the moment, at least I understood where the pain was coming from. And then I had to dig a little deeper into understanding why I was holding so much pain in those areas of my body. And I remember for a short period of time, I had to put pause on music altogether, or at least on my normal playlist that I love to listen to and dance to, and just hone in on meditation, guided meditation, or books on tape, because it was all I could truly handle. And everything else was just almost like living a nightmare. It was just taunting me over and over, and I just could not connect to the music I once enjoyed for at least that time frame. And I listened. I listened to my body and I shut things out that I needed to in order to heal, in order to feel things. And when I was ready, I slowly reintroduced the things I used to love back into my life and realized that I either no longer connected to it or it wasn't affecting me as it used to, which meant that I was truly healing the broken pieces within me. And that gave me hope. It made me feel stronger. It made me feel more proud of myself that this work is truly helping me, that I am truly feeling like I'm gaining and putting all the pieces back together of my own self, of my own being, and loving it. Even though every day was not easy, every day got a little bit easier and my smile grew bigger and I could navigate my life a little bit more clearly. And as I started reintroducing myself back to my music, I started having flashbacks of memories of my past. And I could visualize everything. And I loved that about music. I love that this is the gift it brings me, is seeing and feeling and connecting to moments that you no longer share, but they're a huge part of your life. And for me, it also helped me with healing. It allowed me to go back to moments in time where I knew I wasn't feeling the best or feeling the greatest, where I was hurting or broken or feeling all the pains I didn't want to feel. So I reintroduced myself to those songs and allowed myself to really sit in those moments and understand and process and break things down for myself of what it was I was truly going through. And then working with those moments within myself and reassuring myself that I'm safe. I'm no longer that little girl who has to feel those things anymore. And that's truly what music has done for me all my life without ever knowing its sole purpose. It played in my life, but music has been everything to me, even up until this day, even throughout my self-healing journey. In the alignment of the songs that I've always loved, hearing them now, it's wild. It's crazy beautiful because it all aligns in a very unique, odd way. And there is no way I could explain this to you without you thinking I'm nuts. So I won't bore you to death on that explanation, but it truly is all aligned, and it has helped me navigate through my entire life from the past to the present. And I smile. I simply smile because of the music. And I wish I could say that you would see my playlist and understand where I'm coming from. You'd have a better understanding of what it is I'm talking about. Or maybe you wouldn't, because I look at my playlist and it literally is all over the place. And that's kind of what has me laughing, because what I understand and see is alignment, you probably would look at it like a hot mess. And that's okay. But as time has gone by, I remember being told I'm such an old soul. And I have a good portion of my playlist of oldies, but goodies, of course, that my father would introduce me to. And there was something about that music that would just take me to a place of living. And I'm not sure you may understand what I'm talking about, but I could feel the presence of that music as if I really was an old soul reliving a past life. The best way to describe music to me is when I'm captivated by a song, it paints a picture. And it's not so much the lyrics, rather it's the artist's soul's emotions that captivate me, that light my soul on fire, and that make me feel so aligned to what it is they're singing and saying. I've said this before, that I'm an observer. I listen with my heart and my soul. And that's kind of what music does for me, is when I align to a song, to an artist singing, it's because I'm aligned to their soul and their emotions, especially when they're authentic and genuine, real and raw and vulnerable. I can easily connect. So let me give you an example. One of my favorite songs is Drift Away by Dobie Gray. If you ask me how, when, or where, or why this song became my favorite, I could not tell you. All I could say is at some point I was introduced to this song a long, long, long time ago, and it stayed with me. It resonated with my soul. And as time went on and my first nephew was born, that song was the song I would sing as I held him and rocked him in my arms. Now again, I don't have the most soothing voice, but I was told that it's not so much about singing, it's about when your heart connects to the music is what people really hear. And I resonated with that. So anytime I would hold my nephew and he was crying, I would sing this song to him and he would simply fall asleep fast in my arms. And so then I carried on this tradition with all of my nephews, all 9 of them. And I would sing, well, let's be honest, I to this day still can't remember all the lyrics correctly. So I would sing what I knew and made up the rest as I went along, or I would just hum the melody. And something about this song, I would always stop and ask myself, where did this song come from for me? And as I went on this healing journey and I happened to come across the song on my playlist and I'm listening to it, and it truly does align with my soul. And the lyrics go, give me the beat, boys, free my soul. I want to get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. And I knew that's exactly what it was I was doing every time I heard a song I connected to. I was getting lost within the movement and emotions of the song and allowing my soul to be free. It basically summed up my entire self-healing journey, and my soul's purpose is to be free. To be free from everything I've ever held myself down from, held myself back from, in removing those weights, those fears, those pains, those anxieties, and letting myself be free to truly be me. The greatest thing I love about music and songs are people's interpretations of them. Everybody has a different interpretation of a song based upon their own journey, their own emotion. And when you sit down with someone and have a conversation, it's amazing what you learn from somebody else. The shared experiences, the shared emotions. Music is just that powerful that it brings people together. I could go on and on about the different types of music that I love, but I wanted to share this. There is one artist, especially lately, that I truly connect with. And I guess in a way, I've always connected with her music, with her singing, with her talents. Because when she sings from her heart and her soul. And that's Kelly Clarkson. I remember following her on American Idol when it first came out. And I sat there and watched it with my mom. And there was something that just, I was just in awe of her talent, of her vocals. And when she sang, it tugged at my soul. It tugged at my heartstrings. Because it wasn't just her belting out another song. She put so much emotion and so much of herself into her music when she sang. And you can feel that, or at least I could. And as time passed and we're in the present, and she put out a new album that shares a lot of her vulnerability of her divorce. And again, you can still feel her honesty, her rawness, her vulnerability. And I guess that's what I align and connect to the most. Is when an artist truly sings from the depths of their soul and they're true to their nature, they're true to their gift. She can sing anywhere, and I've come across little clips from TikTok where she's in the middle of a coffee shop and she belts out and you gravitate towards her. You transcend into her songs, into her music, into her vocals. That's a true artist to me. That's someone who truly aligns within themselves. And sings from a place so loved, so beautiful, so powerful that it connects to so many people in so many different, unique ways. And that's what I love about her as an artist, as a person, as a being, is she's never faltered away from any of that. She's always stayed true to her nature, true to her soul. And that's why her music is so powerful. That's why her voice is so powerful, because she utilizes her gift with realness, with authenticity, with rawness, with vulnerability. She doesn't abuse her gift. She takes great pride in her gift, and she sings from a place that is so transcendent that, for me at least, I connect to it. And I just hold this appreciation for her, because nowadays, artists chase the money, chase the fame. And when you utilize your gift from within, and you're aligned to your gift, and you're authentic with your gift, then the money comes to you. It has the opposite effect. You stay true to who you are. You don't have to chase for something. It comes to you. And that's what I love about her, and I feel so aligned and connected with her. I swear I think that, you know, she's a part of my soul tribe. But she's just real and honest, and her voice carries that wisdom, carries that love, carries that greatness in all of her songs. I'm curious to know what songs transcend your soul. What song do you hold on to and appreciate that impacts you? What song moves your soul? What song keeps you moving every single day, or lifts your vibrations, or just makes you smile? Or what song do you listen to when you need a good cry? Because I've learned that along this journey too, is sometimes we hear a song and we just break down out of nowhere. But I've learned that it's because we've stored so much of that pain or that hurt or that anger or that sorrow deep, deep, deep down within us. And there's no more room left for us to heal. So we have to release it. And that's what music can do for us. If we let it, we allow it to be released within us. We allow music to help us heal, to help us grow and move forward in our journeys. And I hope that does for you. I hope music moves your soul the way it moves mine. Another one of my favorite songs that's beyond personal is the song Let It Be. This is a song I never really get to hear. It doesn't really come across my playlist or on the radio much. So when I do hear it, it captures my soul in such a beautiful way and takes me back to one very particular special day that I hold near and dear to my heart and soul forever. for infinity. This song speaks volumes. And when I piece it together in this self-healing journey, it aligns even more because even in the darkness, I feel the sense of, let it be. The answers will find you. Everything will come together when it's meant to be. So let it be. So I simply release, let it go, trust, surrender, and let it all be. Let it all flow how it should. And that's what music does for me. It's allowed me to visualize my entire life, to where I've been, to where I'm at, to where I'm going. And it's a beautiful thing. I'm forever grateful that music has encompassed my entire storyline. It's built me up. It's inspired me. It's moved me. It's awakened me. It's cradled me when I was weak. It's loved me when I was feeling lost or alone. It's driven me to become the person I am. Music has truly set my soul free, and this I hold complete gratitude for. Once again, I want to thank you for traveling down memory lane of music with me. I hope you have a beautiful day.